Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Hi, this is Jane Lee, and we are on English in the News. Today, we're going to talk about dodge a bullet. 大家对 dodge 这个字认识可能来自躲避球 ,dodge ball, D-O-D-G-E, dodge, 意思就是躲过或者是逃过。那 bullet 就是子弹。在这里子弹的意思是、灾难或者是不幸的事或者是会伤害人的事件或东西。所以 dodge a bullet, 躲过了一颗子弹。它的意思就是逃过一劫，躲过一劫。那在英文的字典里面，它有这样子的 definition, to narrowly avoid something or some situation that turns out to be disastrous, dangerous, or harmful. 所以它的英文定义是 narrowly avoid something really bad, like a disaster or some dangerous or harmful thing. Narrowly avoid 就是躲过，但是差一点点就可能躲不过。所以为什么中文里面叫做逃过一劫，也有那个意思。So let's take a look at the example here. Here's a short dialogue between A and B. A said, I heard John has become a drug addict and is living out of his car now. B answers, Gee, I broke up with him years ago. Looks like I dodged a bullet on that one.A 说我听说 John 这个人变成了一个嗑药的人一个吸毒的人 a drug addict and is living out of his car now 他并且现在住在车上了连房子都没有了是住在车上 B 回答还好还好 我好几年前就跟他分手了 I broke up with him years ago looks like I dodged a bullet on that one 看起来我逃过了一劫On that one, 就是就 那一段罗曼史来讲就那一段情感来讲我逃过了一劫 I dodged a bullet, 我躲过了一颗子弹。假如真的是一颗子弹的话你可能会加另外一个字 literally。假如你说 I literally dodged a bullet, 它的意思是说我躲过了一颗真正的子弹呢就有人拿枪射我我躲过了。但是你若光是讲 I dodged a bullet, 或者是、我们看等一下的例子就可以看得出来通常 dodged a bullet, 它的意思其实是躲过一劫。Let's take a look at how this phrase is used in English. I have a CNBC news report here, and this is from last year in September. The title is Tampa Dodged a Bullet, Miami Beach Dodged a Cannonball, Mayors.它的标题是说 Tampa 就佛罗里达州的一个城市 dodged a bullet 它逃过了一劫然后它玩了一点文字游戏它说 Miami Beach 另外一个佛罗里达的城市 dodged a cannonball 它躲过了更大的一个、子弹它躲过的是大炮一个炮弹 dodged a cannonball 这都是这两个城市的市长所发表的谈话 Tampa 的市长说他们 dodged a bullet Miami Beach 的市长说他们 dodged a cannonball Let's take a look at how the report goes The mayors of Tampa and Miami Beach two Florida cities that were at one point projected to take a direct hit from Category 5 Hurricane Irma, said their communities were mostly spared. I say we didn't dodge a bullet. We dodged a cannonball, Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine told CNBC on Monday. This was a nuclear hurricane coming our way.Updated projections over the weekend put Tampa squarely in Irma's path. Mayor Bob Buckhorn told CNBC the city was staring into the abyss. When Irma finally arrived, it shifted to the east. Buckhorn said he realized that the gods were smiling on the city when dawn broke. This is a city that, for whatever reason, dodged a bullet, Buckhorn said.
这篇报道里面所描述的情节我们在、身在台湾的人大概应该很能够了解了因为他这是在讲台风、在大西洋的台风叫做飓风 Hurricane 去年九月的时候 Hurricane Irma 它一路从大西洋那边 先是侵袭好几个 大西洋的小岛，然后最后到了美国的佛罗里达州，大家都非常害怕，因为这个 hurricane 是 category 5，它是最强的一个 hurricane， 就是在飓风的分级里面它是最强的一个 category 5，是最高级的，所以大家非常害怕。结果等到这个飓风真正到达佛罗里达州之后，它的方向却转了好几次，那它原先预料会遭到它强烈的横扫的这两个城市 Tampa 跟 Miami Beach 这两个城市，结果都躲过了飓风最威力最强的地方，所以他们大家都庆幸他们逃过了一劫，所以他在这里面一个是 dodged a bullet， 另外一个是 dodged a cannonball。 Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine told CNBC， 这在第二段里面他讲到说这个 Miami Beach 这个城市的市长 Philip Levine， 他告诉记者说 I say we didn'tDodge a bullet， 我要说啊，我们不是只躲过了一颗子弹哦， We dodged a cannonball， 我们躲过了一颗炮弹。因为 Hurricane Irma 是所有飓风里面级数最高的，是最强烈，就跟我们讲强烈台风一样，所以他们躲过的并不是一颗子弹，这个小不点儿的热带风暴，它可是一个超级飓风，所以他说 We dodged a cannonball。那另外 Tampa 市的市长他是 Mayor Bob Buckhorn， 他也告诉记者 CNBC 的记者说他们完全以为 Irma 会对他们直扑而来，所以他讲说 The city was staring into the abyss。 Abyss 这个字是深渊，他说我们这个城市大家人人都觉得大概要完蛋了，这回是真的惨了。因为气象局预报飓风尔玛会直接侵袭 Tampa， 但是结果没有。他说他在天亮的时候出去看，就发现 Gods were smiling on the city， 他发现世上的众神对着这个城市微笑。换句话说，靠着众神的保佑， Tampa 并没有被直接命中。他说 This is a city that for whatever reason dodged a bullet， 他显然非常的庆幸，他说不管是什么原因啊，我无法深究为什么这个飓风在最后就要来的时候结果转向了。他说不管怎么样我们躲过了一劫， For whatever reason we dodged a bullet。 这个文章在中文跟英文的在我们 ICRT News Blog 里面都有，所以您可以进入 ICRT 的官方网站，然后在新闻的部分里面寻找我们的 News Blog， 就可以找得到这个中英文的报道。There's another example, and this is from 2014 from LA Times, that's Los Angeles Times, 从洛杉矶时报出来的。这一篇呢讲的是不是台风而是地震啊。After a magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck off the coast of Northern California, Humboldt County Sheriff's Lieutenant Steve Knight said Monday the region dodged a bullet.He said, we had some alarms go off, and other than that, we dodged a bullet. This easily could have been a catastrophe that could have caused a lot of damage. 这个市长说，地震呢，这个是一个很大的地震，6.9，这个规模6.9的地震是一个很大的地震，它并且就在北加州的外海。那最靠近这个地震震央的地方 ,Humboldt County, 这个郡的警长他说啊，我们躲过了一劫，因为 this easily could have been a catastrophe， 这个很原先是很有可能，这么大的地震本来是很有可能会造成巨大灾难啊， a catastrophe， 而这巨大灾难很可能会让带来极大的伤损，对我们 Humboldt County， 对我们 Humboldt 郡来讲是很可能造成很大伤害，但是结果没有，所以他非常庆幸，所以他会这样子讲。他讲 We had some alarms go off， 我们有些地方的警报确实有响，但除了这个之外 Other than that we dodged a bullet， 但除了那个之外我们其实没有受到太大的伤损，所以是躲过了一劫。That's English in the News. Thank you very much for tuning in to ICRT's podcast. I'm Jane Lee.